This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want to bring this up just because it's a really incredible story, and I understand baseball doesn't get us very far, but this Shohei Ohtani story that broke is absolutely wild. And the MLB not investigating, although I think I know why, is even more wild. All right? This is one of the murkiest, most, I don't want to use the word shocking, but it's just wild. So, look, basically, here's where I think we understand where we're at. So, Ohtani's bank account was sending wire transfers to illegal bookies. I mean, that's the long and short here. So basically, it sounds like the actual story could be his translator got in way too deep in gambling debt. Maybe he goes to Ohtani for help.
Do me a solid.
Right, wrong people out. Find out about it. Translator goes, yo, I got this. I'll lay on the sword. One problem, Ohtani's team then just denies the whole damn thing, and you end up here. Now, Ohtani's not currently facing discipline. We're talking about over $5 million here. The MLB has said we're not actively investigating it, but now the interpreter, who is essentially a part of the Dodgers organization, has been fired. Look, you can start with the first thing, which is, Shohei, you make $700 million. What possible adrenaline rush are you getting from betting whatever amount of money? But my point is, you can't convince me that this is my opinion. You're not going to convince me he's not having the translator go and rifle the bets because he's too famous to open an account. Second of all,
brother, if I had a bill, I'd be ringing it right
okay,
now.
Okay, so we're on the same page. Here's the other part of this. The MLB so brazenly wants to come out and go, well, we're not investigating. Do you know why? It's very simple. They cannot. This is the ultimate case of too big to fail. They cannot have not only the game's biggest star and highest paid player, but a global icon. Ohtani represents billions with a B of global value to baseball.
Right.
This guy could kill someone. They'll bury the body. It's an unbelievable story to me. Then Ohtani not available for the 50-minute availability today while they're opening the season. By the way, shout out Rob Manfred. We're opening up baseball season at 6 in the morning from Korea.
And you're doing this for Ohtani. So you know people want to talk to him. Oh, bad timing. This, to me, the fact, because every sport wants to show we are above gambling, we are above reproach. If something happens, you got to bring the hammer down. But the fact that baseball's like, yeah, guys, there's nothing to see here. We've taken care of it. Just don't ask any more questions. Yeah, because you're banking so much on Ohtani to be the new face of baseball, making this much money. Pitcher, hitter, yeah. This isn't the interpreter's fault. I think the interpreter was told we're going to take care of you, but we need you to be that guy. We need you to be the fall guy. You know, that Chris Carter guy. That he says, yeah, everybody needs one. It's the interpreter, because it's not like they just met when he got there to the Dodgers. He's known this guy for years. They're friends. And, okay, if he's in over his head, then he would just simply come out and say, hey, you know what? He got in there. He needs some help. And it's, I think that baseball would have actually used this to their advantage. But the fact that they're like, he did it. He's gone. No more questions. I'm not buying this. And they don't want to look any deeper into this. This may go down as one of the great sports conspiracy theories, right up there with the Patrick Ewing cold card, because baseball is not going to pursue this.
No, and again, compare it, juxtapose it to the NFL's response to certain things. They cared more about deflated footballs than you do 5 million. Like, either Ohtani is a victim of an embezzlement scheme or something even darker was going on here. Look, the fact that baseball's not investigating is the second most laughable thing I read today, outside of Long Beach State's athletic director saying he fired Dan Monson to inspire the team. We'll get to that later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm just playing.
I mean, my goodness. But no, I just, it's such a wild story. And what drives me crazy in all of it, Shohei, just come out and talk.
See, I don't think they want him to talk.
I don't care about what you want.
No. Mike, because if he does, he may open up a can that the Major League Baseball can't close. That he may just start telling the truth.
But
baseball
okay.
is like,
you're right.
No.
You're right, but that only feeds into what we believe, which
exactly.
is if you have nothing to hide and you go, listen, this scumbag stole $5 million from me. Or better yet, look, here's the deal. He's essentially a member of my family. He got himself in some real problems. I'm blessed in this life. I make $1 billion. I tried to take care of him.
Right.
My team didn't want anything to do it because they knew I'd end up standing right here.
Yeah.
All right, but here I am. I tried to fix a problem. He's been fired, and I've disassociated. End.
Yep.
But if you aren't willing or can't do that, people have every right to ask questions and go, whoa, wait a second.
It's going to go up there with the Patrick Ewing card. Why did Michael Jordan leave the game for exactly 18 months?
Well, you know why.
Right. It's the sports conspiracy theories. This is going to add to it. Like, baseball is shutting it down. No, you can't speak. But I like this. No.
Oh, that,
no.
That crisis management team just leapt into action.
See, Rico, it speaks volumes, and you're right. They're playing these games in Seoul, in Korea. They want to talk to him. They showed him and his wife getting off the plane with the team. They want everything about him, yet he won't speak. Didn't speak day one. Didn't speak day two.
Think about this.
What?
It's like the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden Travis Kelce can't talk. Really? Because all we heard about was you and Taylor's. No. Kelce can't talk to the media now. No. Can't do this. Sorry. Moving along. Nothing to see here.
Dave, a couple ticket texts, and then I want to get to a tournament blitz, kind of recap. A, update people what's up. But just What has gone final? What's taking place?
I got to say, this whole situation with Ohtani is just downright disappointing. I mean, he's a guy who's always seemed to have his head on straight. This sucks. Someone else saying, I think Shohei Ohtani was definitely involved. They had a story and then came back and changed their story and stopped the first story from being released.
And let me be first, and I'll follow up.
Here's what we got to remember. $4.5 million is a lot of money to us. That's nothing to him. That's the equivalent of him going out and probably spending $100. So where the number seems so large, he's probably like, what's the big deal? I can afford to lose $5 million in gambling.
Same as Barkley. Same as Jordan. Same as Mickelson. Like, I don't like that we think it's our business what all these people do. I don't care. My care is, what were you betting on? Right? Look, we live in a town where J-Mo, like, signed into the wrong account or something and got suspended for 6 games. Shohei, what were you betting on? What's the story? Why did you change? The idea
and before you lie to us, no, we can find out what you were betting.
Yeah, like it just, and again, the idea that he was using illegal bookmakers. It's not like he had his boy signed up at, you know, FanDuel New York and they got a VPN to fake where they were. Mm-hmm. When you start doing underworld stuff as the most famous baseball player on the globe, and baseball can't bring itself to do even a tertiary investigation, I think it's worth one segment of a radio show. So there you go. Beep, bop, boop, bop, beep. 248-539-9797. Couple ticket texts, and then we got to do the tournament
stuff. This one's kind of funny. It's the opposite of Jordan. Zach says, Ohtani might need to go play in the G League for a couple years, so we'll have the ultimate reverse of Michael Jordan. He goes to play basketball. Right?
And look, if you're young, it's always been a thing for us old heads. I believe Jordan was told, you're going to take a break.
Because
you're gambling and your dad got popped, you're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll see you in 18 months.
Yeah, because you're still collecting a check from the same owner, just a different sport.
Weird how that worked out.
Yeah.
And someone else here on the ticket tech says, so Pete Rose is now like, well, do I get in now?
Right.
All right, we will get a March Madness blitz next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.